Rod Dow is now retired, but he has hours of stories to share from his lengthy career as a wildland firefighter and smoke jumper. He says he has vivid memories of that 1996 fire out on the Alaska-Canada border.
I find it really remarkable that I can call you and say, hey, Rod, tell me about the Damien fire, and you remember all these details.
Yeah, it's pretty, that one, you know, it was the work. There was nothing enjoyable about any of it. It was just constant 14 days of 14 hours a day. And I've never seen a fire that was that amount of labor per acre. It was just really amazing.
The Damien fire was estimated at 6.66 acres. It was named the Damien fire after the 1978 thriller The Omen, about a man who replaces his stillborn son with a living one, only to find he may have adopted a relentlessly murderous antichrist.
It's mother, Mr. Thorne.
It's on my way.
It's mother.
What is it you're trying to say?
His mother was a...
This is not a human child.
The fire smoldered underground in the winter of 1995 and burned into 1996 under stands of trees that toppled over on one another like pickup sticks. Firefighters call this dog hair, and they have to cut through it all with chainsaws to attack the blaze.
If you could picture four football fields continuously strewn with logs at chest-deep level, you know, a gap in between the logs would be about big enough to stand in, maybe. It was nearly continuous logs crisscrossed on top of each other. And then underneath all of that was this foot-deep boiling ash.
Much like Damien in The Omen, overwintering fires just don't seem to give up.
I mean, that is an enormous amount of chainsawing, and that doesn't even count the, you know, putting the heat out.
For 2 weeks, Dow and a team of firefighters went after the smoldering forest floor. He says eight chainsaws were running at once alongside a high-pressure fire hose connected to a pump.
And that water is turning to steam at an enormous rate because there's hundreds of gallons of water coming out the end of the hose, and it's all turning to steam at once. And so it's blasting these giant steam clouds, and because it's exploding out of there, out of the ground, it's carrying all this ash up into the air around you.
Since 2005, scientists have noted at least 40 overwintering wildfires in the Alaskan and Canadian far north. The Arctic is warming at least three times faster than other parts of the world. That means the snowpack in places like Alaska is melting earlier in the year. According to the Alaska Fire Science Consortium, more than 2.5 times as much acreage burned in the northernmost state between 2001 and 2020 in comparison to the 1990s. These zombie fires are still rare, accounting for just under 1% of all land burned annually in Alaska and Canada. But there have been single years where the area burned by these underground infernos has been described as exceptional, totaling up to about 38% in the region.